Gemara name Rikatim Chayodim Klal Nanalef Simen Tetzvav, and we're talking about the bracha on sugar. What is the correct bracha on sugar? So the Rambam says that you make a shahakol. So he quotes that the Rambam himself quotes that Kol Gaonim Kosru. So that's quite a statement on the Rambam's part. He says all of the Gaonim say that you make a Brepio Doma. Some say you say Brepio Eitz. And similarly, when you would suck the juice out of the cane, you'd make a Brepio Doma. It's not, you can't call it a pre. The Rambam says that you can't call it the liquor which comes out, that's a pre. That is the item itself, it's not a pre. Number one. And number two, furthermore, lo yehei dvash shal elo hakonim shenishtana yadei ha'or gadol mi dvash tamorim lo nishtana yadei ha'or mevorchem lo b'shakol. We know that the juice of the fruits that we eat, with the exception of grape juice, right, the bracha is a shahakol. The person that drinks orange juice, apple juice, the bracha is a shahakol. We'll talk about that more, Bez Hashem, in the next klal. Why is the bracha shahakol? But the bracha is a shahakol. So this liquor which comes out is not better than those items that the bracha is a shahakol. Furthermore, this has been changed, ayyadei ha'or. There's been a shinui which takes place in it. It's not liquid anymore, it's granulated. It's a whole different thing, which is quite different than the original item. So all those things together, the Rambam says, he feels that therefore the bracha is supposed to be a shahakol. And the Torah says that he disagrees with that, that this is not the same as the drashtmorim. There is a fruit, which that's the primary function, produce of the tree, and then there's this liquid which comes out, which it's not a primary purpose. But over here you plant these konim for the purpose of making sugar or sucking them. So and they themselves are not roi lachilas, but this is the only fruit that there is. So that for sure is the reason you should make a eitz. The Beis Yosef says that the argument of the Torah is a strong argument, but the Maisa, since b'di'avad you yotze with a shahakol, even if the bracha is a eitz or adama, and the Rambam says the bracha is a shakol, so he says you should make a shakol because of the it's a suffix bracha, and therefore the best thing to do is to make a shakol. So the minhag to make a shakol is not that it's a din vare, that it's a din suffix. Now would mean the following halacha: let's say a person has a suffix bracha, they're not sure something is what bracha it is. So you say, well, you know what? One of the solutions is eat a food which is definitely. You have a subject between a shahakol and mazarnas. You're not sure what this bracha is or adama. Eat something which definitely is adama. Eat something which is definitely a mazarnas, and you'll cover your subject bracha. Right, so that's a solution. So let's say you have something with the bracha, if it's a shahakol, and maybe the bracha is a mazarnas. So say, okay, I'll take some sugar and eat the sugar, make a shahakol on the sugar. That's all I have available. I don't have any other shahakol available. Well, that's not a good idea because we're not sure the bracha on sugar is really shahakol. We're just being yotze b'di'avad with the shahakol. So you should not use that lechatchila to make a shahakol on it for something else, which is a suffix bracha. Another application of that, let's say a person is eating sugar cubes, which sometimes people do that. They're eating straight sugar. Rock candy is sugar which is solidified. So the bracha is a shahakol. Let's say you already made ha'etz or adama on something else. So maybe you should not be making a shahakol over here. So what you should do is make the shahakol on the sugar first and then make the bracha of ha'etz on the other item. Even though normally the order is ha'etz and then shahakol over here, you should make the shahakol first and then the ha'etz second, not to get involved in a suffix bracha. Then maybe I was yotze already. So this halacha of a shahakol on sugar, the Chayyadim says, is nago olam. It's a minig. But it's not, which means that there is what to talk about, that the bracha would see something else. A person, b'di'avad, said ha'etz or adama on sugar, he'll be yotze. But the minig is to say, she'a shahakol. Then he says, however, but when the person is a moitze, it's kane tzucker, person sucks sugar cane and sucks out the liquid. Nearly the mevorach and brepi adama. It says there, the Chayyadim says, the argument to say the brach and brepi adama is much stronger because Rambam's argument where it's not the pre, which that many, the Torah says very strongly it is the pre. And the second argument is that it changed ayyadei ha'or. Well, that doesn't apply over here. Your mom is drinking the original liquid as it comes out. So in that situation, The Chayyar says the bracha is Rei Pi Adama. The Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says the bracha is a Shahakol. Mishavur comes out that the bracha is a Shahakol. That like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Chayyarim. So a person would buy some sugar cane and suck it out, the bracha would be a Shahakol. A person eats sugar straight, the bracha is a Shahakol. But if a person said how eats or Adama on sugar, he would be Yotze. If it's beet sugar, you're not Yotze without eats, because at best it's Adama. Really, there's a good argument that you should make Adama on the beet sugar as well, but the minhag is to make a Shahakol on that as well. So the bracha is a Shahakol, but if you have a person says Adama on beet sugar, or Adama or Ho'etz on cane sugar, the person would be Yotze. Have a good day.